you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So he could put the dollars in the bucket hat, but he can't give it to the strippers
that's saying.
Dancing on him and entertaining him. What's good? What's going on? Welcome back to yet another episode of DX Daily. Yes, your new favorite podcast. A podcast brought to you by Hip Hop DX, where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop culture. I am one of your hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
It is Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
And yesterday, Usher got accused of throwing fake money in the strip club. Let's just get right to it.
Let's just call it out. Let's call it out.
He was in there throwing Usher bucks.
Yes.
We also have the boy, the six god, Drake. He is scheduled to appear on Nori's show, Drink Champs, pretty soon.
Okay.
Yeah, new Drake interview. That's always good.
Love that.
Now we have Nick Cannon. He's got more kids on the way. He's building a village over there. He's got a basketball team right now. He's trying to build up to a football team.
More little cannonballs on the way.
So yes. Yeah. Kid Cudi is collaborating with Virgil for a collection. Yeah, that dress, you're about to be able to buy it soon.
Say what? Okay.
We have new albums on the way. Cameron's dropping Candemic, and DJ Khaled's Khaled is almost done. How many times can you say Khaled at once?
Khaled. Let's get into it, Asia.
Let's get to it. All right, so starting off with Usher. This story was going rampant on social media. It was running rampant through social media last night. Mm-hmm. Everybody was going in on Usher for throwing fake money in the strip club.
I can't believe that. The Ush bucks.
Come on, man. Ugh. So a page on Instagram called The Dancers Resource, which is like for strippers, exotic dancers, all of them. Mm-hmm. I guess it's information about everything they should know. It's one of those pages. So
okay.
They basically outed Usher, saying that he was throwing, instead of real money, money with his face printed on the middle of it at the strip club. And the strippers was dancing, you know, thinking it was real money.
Yeah.
And then they picked it up and they saw that it was Usher face. And they had pictures of it too posted on the page.
Right, yeah. So a veteran stripper by the name of Giselle Marie, she wrote, "What a shame that celebs are being that disrespectful to come into the club and paying with counterfeit money. At Usher, you should be ashamed as an entertainer to come in the club where the job of the women working is to entertain you."
Mm.
She continues, she says, "Stay your ass home. These clubs need to make
period.
These clubs need to make it a mandatory spending start upon entry. This is becoming ridiculous."
Wow. Mm. She don't sound like she's lying either about it.
Yeah.
I don't feel like anybody would just come out and make this up and like print up fake money. Like, this has to have really happened.
Yeah, I was seeing like some pictures where like, if you go on Usher's Twitter, mm-hmm. there's, I guess he did like a photo shoot and he has like a suitcase that has all these Usher bucks in it.
Ooh.
So I'm like, they had to been really been made somewhere.
So they're real. We know that they really exist.
Yeah, it's a real thing. And then I was also interested because Usher posted another picture. I guess he's on his modeling thing. Uh-huh. And he has like a bucket hat with real dollar bills in it. So
he could put the dollars in the bucket hat, but he can't give it to the strippers.
That's saying.
Dancing on him and entertaining him.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Usher, you got to do better.
Yes.
I wonder if this is going to be on the Confessions 2 album.
I'm trying to figure out, I'm trying to think of like a line that he could have said about all this money going on, but I can't think of no line.
Mm.
But I bet it's coming. He got to mention it somewhere.
You got to atone for this, Usher.
Yeah.
Go back and give those strippers some real money and then confess what you really did on the Confessions 2 album that's never coming out.
Right. That shade?
It's not coming out. That Jermaine Dupri told us that album was coming out years ago.
Yeah.
Where's it at?
I still ain't seen it.
But yeah, let's get on to Drake. So he is scheduled to appear on Nori's show, Drink Champs, pretty soon.
That's big.
You know the world stops when a new Drake interview comes out.
Always.
Everybody's ready for this. Nori announced it by putting up an Instagram post. Now, before we get to what Nori's Instagram post said, let's do a little DMX Drake history real quick, because this is part of what Nori was talking about in the Instagram post. So in a 2012 interview with The Breakfast Club, DMX was on there. If you remember back, he was talking about how he doesn't like Drake. He doesn't like nothing about Drake. His haircut, his face, like he just
hates
really
it.
Went in. It was hilarious, actually, if you remember it. It was a super funny interview. But 4 years later, after that interview had aired, Drake sampled DMX on his Views album. So you remember the song You With Me? You With Me or What?
Yeah.
So he basically sampled DMX's How It's Going Down. And later, when DMX came back to The Breakfast Club, he talked about how he was so wrong for not liking Drake, and he disliked him for all the wrong reasons, and that Drake was a humble dude, a real man, like, and all of that. He had nothing but praise for Drake.
You love to see it. You love
that. Yeah, and I thought that that was, like, really mature. Okay, so fast forward to DMX. He was on Drink Champs in February, and I guess they discussed Drake up there as well. And now, fast forward to DMX just passed away. Nori put up a post of him and Drake saying that Drake is going to be on Drink Champs. And he said, people don't know this, but I'm the one that squashed the beef between Drake and DMX.
Oh.
So he basically tied it all together. Nori was the missing piece to the puzzle of the whole DMX and Drake debacle. So they're definitely going to touch on, well, I assume they're going to touch on that during the interview.
You got to at this point.
Yeah, but I cannot wait to see them up there getting Drake drunk. And Drake, we don't want to see you up there drinking no red wine. You know Drake loves his wine. We want to see you taking shots to the head.
It's shot o'clock when you're up there. Come
shot
on.
Shot o'clock, period.
Yeah.
We want to see y'all get Drake wasted and get some real info up out of him. Namely, when the album's going to come, but also all the other tea.
Yeah, I feel like, because Drake really doesn't, he's not doing radio interviews all the time. He's not doing all these interviews. So when we get one, it is like in rare form. So it's like, you add an alcohol. Because the one they did with the in Toronto was kind of
Rap Radar?
Yeah, it was like, you know, professional or like regular. But this one, you add in the drinks. You add in, you know.
And you add in Nori getting belligerent, as he likes to get. The later and later into the interview it gets, the more liquor he's got in his system. I'm here for that. So I want to see them let loose. I don't want to see politically correct, polished, any of that. Like, give us the real, give us the tea, and give us a hard date on this album.
We need to know because all our predictions have been so wrong. So we
false.
Need to know.
But yeah, Drake Drink Champs coming soon. Okay. Oh, this next one is fun.
Bundles of fun.
But, bundles. You're right about that.
Yes.
Yeah. Catch on to it.
You know the song.
Put it together. So Nick Cannon has more kids on the way.
Baby on baby on baby.
Yes. He has another set of twins that are cooking up right now with his latest boo, DJ Abby De La Rosa. Do you know who that is?
No, never. DJ.
So let's give a quick rundown if you don't know why we're saying that Nick's going baby on baby right now. So of course he was married to Mariah in 2008. Mariah Carey, that is.
Hello.
They had twins. Then Nick had another kid with model Brittany Bell. Wound up having another kid with her. Now he's pregnant, or she's pregnant. I see it's so many pregnancies going on. I'm getting twisted and turned. He has a baby on the way by, has two babies on the way by DJ Abby De La Rosa.
Yes,
so this is going to be his second set of twins. And he has six kids total. And this is all in the span from when he had his first twins with Mariah to now. So, he's had a couple of families.
Two sets of twins? Like, what is going on down there? Did you just produce two twins? That,
it's in his genes. And he can never deny those kids either, because he know he be producing twins. Like,
right. You know that is.
You know the twins running your family now, Nick.
Hey.
So congrats to them, though. And you had, like, basically all of these different women, I guess Nick's previous girlfriends, they were getting tagged. Like, I know people were tagging Brittany. They were tagging the girl that Nick was just with, like, last week before this lady with twins. So it's a whole messy thing, but mostly everybody has congratulations and well wishes for them. So yeah, I can't wait, you know, to see these other twins, see if they look like the other set of twins. Like, that'll be cool to see.
Wouldn't that be trippy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be cool to see.
But yeah, on to more good news. We got some new music on the way, on the horizon. Okay, so we have an update from the last episode. We did talk about Kid Cudi wearing his dress on Saturday Night Live as an homage to Kurt Cobain, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that dress was designed by Virgil Abloh of Off-White. And now Kid Cudi has revealed that he is doing a collab with Off-White and that the dress is going to be a part of this collaboration line.
Oh, that is interesting. That is so interesting.
So we're having Kid Cudi and Off-White together. I wonder what this line is actually going to look like. So what do you think? Based off the fact that the dress is going to be a part of it, do you think it's going to be more dresses, or do you think it's going to be like more traditionally masculine clothing? Like, what do you feel it's going to be?
I'm getting like, remember when the whole man romper was a trend? I feel like they're going to bring that back.
Romp him. That's what they called it. The romp hims.
That's going to come back. And I think they're going to play off like some florals. Because since the dress is floral, I feel like a men's floral type of thing.
I think that could be cute, though. Like, if he was to do some matching sets. Like, you know how they like to have the matching top and shorts.
A little two-piece.
That could be a little vibe. Vacation wear.
Okay, I see you, boo. I see you.
Something for y'all to wear out in Tulum.
Right, with your Casamigos.
Yes. I'm excited to see what Cudi and Off-White are going to do. That's going to be interesting. He tweeted, Virgil designed a dress for me. I told him I wanted to show love to Kurt with a floral print sundress, and this man made a masterpiece. I'm doing a collection with Off-White, and the dress will be included. There we have it.
There you go, fellas.
It's on the horizon.
Get that dress.
Other things on the horizon right now. Cameron has a new album in the works.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Guess what it's going to be called?
It's probably something original, Asia. What's it gonna be called?
Camdemic.
I love it.
Why not?
Perfect. So he previewed a new track on his Instagram, and it's produced by Heatmakers. And then in the caption, he did put the hashtag Camdemic, and it's coming, of course, July 4th.
That's so Dipset-y.
It is.
July 4th, like, perfect date. You got to pull out your red, white, and blue, whatever you have, you know, rep it for the Dipset, your red, white, and blue Dipset t-shirt, all that. Mm-hmm. But the preview that he gave sounded pretty good. Let's hear a little bit of that.
Okay.
What you mean $1 million to stream my life? You think you about the low ball, the Dipset leader?
Yeah, come on now.
$1 million to stream his life? Nah, he need more than that. Mm. Yeah, the quality wasn't the greatest on that clip, but the sound of the song, like the lyrics, what he was talking about, I feel like it's going to be a little vibe.
Yeah, I could feel the vibe. I could like have it like blasting like an old school car. So
exactly, top down.
Right. In my red, white, and blue headband. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
You painted that picture just now. Yeah, I see it. I see the vision.
Exactly.
With something cold to drink. Something icy. Now this tape, well, he says he has the Heatmakers tagged in the post on Instagram, so I don't know if the entire album is going to be produced by the Heatmakers or just that track, but either way, I'm here for it. It's on the way.
Cameron's back.
July 4th. Now other new albums that are on the horizon is DJ Khaled's Khaled. Khaled took to Instagram to reveal that the album is 98% done. That's precise.
That is precise.
Yeah, he posted up two different videos, one with the Migos, one with her. They was out in Jamaica. It was looking real vibey. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, did you see the videos with the helicopter flying over Khaled and the Migos? He's yelling at the paparazzi in the helicopter, and he's just sounding like that album is ready to come.
Yeah. If it's one thing Khaled's going to do is going to promote an album for weeks and months and months.
So. Oh, he going to give a rollout.
He sure is.
So one interesting thing, though, was the video with him and her. Mm-hmm. So they're walking along the beach and he's talking about the album. But he alluded to the fact that there's going to be more than one her feature on the album.
Ooh.
He spilled a little tea, dropped a little gem on there.
Okay.
Let's hear that real quick.
So how was the flight?
Flight was smooth. I got here safe.
Vocals sound amazing. Vocals with S.
With an S.
With an S.
He letting us know right there it's gonna be more than one her song sprinkled on that album.
Need that one. Need that.
We need all of those.
All of that.
So Khaled is on the way. We still don't have a hard date. Mm-hmm. Artists, you know, Drake, Migos, Khaled, all of y'all that have the albums coming out this year, we would love dates. Like, yeah, we would love to know when y'all promoting it, y'all showing us videos, giving us previews, getting us pumped up.
Right.
We need album dates. What happened to that? Everybody's Beyonce now. No one wants to make an album date. They just want to drop it.
Right. It's like, we want to have something to look forward to. Like, if I know this is coming out on the 14th, I want it to be the 14th.
Right. Come on now. Yeah, that's why I appreciate Cameron. He told us, Camdemic, July 4th.
Period, just like that, July 4th. It is what it is.
It is, come on now. But I am glad we are getting all this new music from like the A roster.
Yeah, the good, up elite, up there.
Exactly.
Albums, yeah.
That's a great note to end on today. Mm-hmm. That concludes today's episode of DX Daily. Make sure you are subscribing to us anywhere you listen to podcasts out there in podcast land, whatever app you on, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher. I found a new one the other day. It's like Podtastic or something. I just made that name up, but it's a new app. It's called Pod something. I can't recall the second part.
Okay.
But anyhow, it's so many different podcast apps that we're on. That I can't even remember the names of all of them.
We're just everywhere. So we're too much.
It's wherever you listen to a podcast, we up there. Hit that subscribe button. Also subscribe to our YouTube page, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and our Twitter at HipHopDX.
Yes, follow us too. I'm at Asia Sky on everything. Let us know your thoughts on the podcast. We got the 100th episode coming up soon. So we're going to need you to hit that follow button because it's going to be real special.
Yes, follow Asia and follow me too on Instagram, Twitter at Adub.
Yes, we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.